This is the Happy Mama Movement, a weekly podcast dedicated to changing the conversation about what it means to be a mother and a woman in this day and age. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, author, mama, and former journalist. After spending 15 years chasing news and burning myself out trying to be Superwoman, I realized that I was chasing a dream that no longer served me. And since then, have dedicated myself to understanding the transition that we go through as women when our whole identity shifts with motherhood. Every week, I will bring you the very best insights and inspiration I can find to help us all change the way we feel about this time in our lives and create a movement that allows us to honor motherhood differently. Welcome back, beautiful mamas. Over the last few years, I've had the great privilege of coaching and speaking to so many of you. And every time I do, I learn more and more. I sit there and nod and think to myself, yes, yes, that's what makes sense. That's what we're struggling with. And it has been the greatest project of my life to listen and take note and begin to try and understand what it is we feel and why we feel this way. And just recently, in one of my circles here in Sydney that I hold every month, again, another insight came up, another key point that I thought, oh, I want to talk to my tribe of mamas about that. And that is around control. So many of us are desperately trying to stay in control and control things around us that are quite simply out of our control. We feel like we need to be on top of everything, like we have to have everything perfect, because truthfully and deep down, we're unable to control so much. This time in our life is so full of unpredictability. It is so full of uncertainty and last-minute changes and deep changes within us. When you think about motherhood, it is unpredictable. You think your day is going to look one way and it completely turns in a second. You think you're going to go and drop your children off at school today, and then you get to the gates and one of them has a massive anxiety meltdown and you end up bringing them back home. You think you're going to be able to work and one of them is sick. You think you're going to be able to get some sleep and then one of them is sick or scared. It is the nature of the motherhood beast. But within us, if we don't feel strong and we don't feel like we're able to navigate whatever happens, we desperately try to hang on and control everything else. Let me explain that. If at the core we don't feel like we are in control of what's happening in our life, we grip on to what we can in an attempt to feel in control. When so much of your day and how you're feeling feels out of control or out of your control, we end up obsessing over the things we can control, like the way your house is organized, your to-do list, what you can eat, how the day unfolds. You obsess about it, you control it, and you try to hang on to it. And that is simply because within you, you feel like so much is out of your control. When I speak to you, this beautiful tribe of mamas, and I ask you what you most want to feel, the words that you always use are surrender, presence, soften, and let go. You want to feel like you're in the moment and you're able to go with whatever happens. You want to soften. You don't want to be so focused on what the time is and getting out the door and worrying about being late or being on top of things or where that form is or where that shoe is. You want to be able to enjoy this more. But you're so frantic trying to stay on top of everything that all of those feelings of surrender and ease and joy feel foreign. You want ease. You want to be present. You don't want to be rushing everybody. But when so much feels out of control, this is what you do. You try and control things. But what if you could loosen that tight grip? What if you could be okay with whatever this day brings? What if you knew that even if it all falls apart, you're going to be okay, you'll get through it? I have this beautiful analogy I share with the mamas in my programs, and it's the image of the oak tree. As women and mamas in particular, we most want to feel like an oak tree. We want to feel sturdy and solid, with roots stretching deep down into Mother Earth, grounding us, keeping us stable, consistent, solid. We want to be that oak tree for our family, able to stand in our truth and handle whatever comes our way. But we also need to be the branches right up the top that are able to bend and sway with the wind or the storm. We have to be sturdy within, like the roots down into the earth, but we have to be able to sway and move, otherwise we'll snap. Just think about that for a moment. If you're not able to sway and move with what's happening, you will snap. And that's why control doesn't work. If we're so focused on trying to control everything, we end up snapping. We're unable to bend and sway. We're unable to go with what's happening and surrender our own plans for it and trust that we'll be okay. So how do we do this? How do we let go of the control we feel? Feeling like we need to be on top of everything. We have to have everything organized and sorted and planned. How do we let that go and instead focus on being sturdy and stable, yet able to move with what's happening? This, for me, is where meditation comes in. Always, always. The roots into the ground are the meditation. The deep roots into Mother Earth is the mindfulness and the deep self-care. Not self-care like a massage, as you'd know by listening to this podcast. Self-care as in asking yourself every single day, what do you need? What do you need to be able to be the oak tree for your family today? What do you need to feel like you're grounded and you have the inner strength to deal with the tantrums, the anxiety attack, the late shoe finding mission, whatever it is that is thrown your way? How can you feel grounded, strong within, so that you can sway and move with whatever happens? We cannot control so much in our lives. It is out of our control how this day will unfold. The only thing we can control is how stable and sturdy we are within. And that does not come from a planner or a to-do list or getting your house perfect or being on top of the washing. It comes from honoring what you need within you. You've been able to get through so much. No matter what happens, you are able to deal with it. Just for a moment, think back to all of the times that you've found the inner strength and resilience to show up, to support your family, to do what needed to be done. Gather the evidence that you are able to get through whatever happens, and then deeply start planting those roots into the ground. Roots of trust, faith, grit, resilience. Roots that come from deep self-care, of honoring what you need as a woman, and then you will be able to sway and move with whatever your children or the universe throw at you today. I hope that helps, beautiful mamas. Until next week, Sat Nam.